Ukraine security issue.
September 1st is the 190th day of the full-scale Russian invasion of Ukraine. Russia again violated agreements regarding the IAEA's visit to the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant and resorted to nuclear blackmail. On Wednesday, the international delegation was on its way to the occupied ZNPP. Still, it was challenging to get there because the occupiers were trying to disrupt the mission's visit. At first, they refused to give the inspectors special passes to cross Russian checkpoints, and then they shelled from artillery the pre-aged route of the trip. Energodar Mayor Dmytro Orlov reported that on the day of the arrival of the IAEA specialists, the Russians launched the hottest morning since the beginning of the war in Energodar, a satellite city of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. There are dead and wounded among the civilians.
Напевно, що за півроку це найспекотніший ранок. Окупанти поховали.
September 1st is probably the hottest morning in 6 months. The occupiers hid in the country yards of residential quarters, buried their armored personnel carriers and enemy helicopters, and shelled the city. There is information about the dead and wounded among the civilian population. Many objects of civil infrastructure were damaged and destroyed. Firefighters and ambulances cannot reach the places in time due to constant shelling and numerous calls, Dmytro Orlov said. The Russians also targeted the site of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. As a result, the emergency protection was activated and the working fifth power unit was turned off. The shelling damaged the backup power supply line for the station's needs. Energy Minister Herman Halushenko is sure that it happened because the Russians wanted to prevent the IAEA mission from visiting all the key objects that needed to be inspected on the occupied ZNPP. This is extremely important because if the occupiers do not allow to carry out an inspection, the international mission can't make truthful conclusions. There is a clear list of objects, and we discussed them in detail. There is a position of the Ukrainian side, which objects are important to inspect at the NPP. It almost completely coincided with the assessments of IAEA experts. There were many meetings and discussions in Kyiv about how all this should happen. The mission specialists must not only find out the technical nuances of the state of the NPP equipment, but also the risks of a nuclear threat to the operation of the plant in the presence of the weapons of the Russian occupiers and the shelling of the NPP facilities by Russian troops. And the critical thing is for the Russians to allow experts into the facilities. We understand that there can be manipulation. For example, they will show a picture or make a road so that the inspectors cannot see what is happening at the station. And if such questions occur, we will question the results of the mission's work, said Herman Halushenko. As we reported earlier, Ukraine and the world demand that Russia withdraw its troops from the Zaporizhia NPP and turn it into a demilitarized zone. Russia currently refuses to do so, and the aggressor country traditionally blames the Ukrainian army for all provocations. Fierce fighting continues in the Donbas region and the south of the country, but despite numerous assault attempts, the Russians have had no success. Ukrainian soldiers are confidently advancing on the southern front. It's necessary to win back the territory seized by Russia in the conditions of extremely fierce and exhausting battles. The enemy is still well equipped. However, the Ukrainian armed forces continue to destroy military depots and command posts of the invader daily. According to Natalia Humanyuk, the spokeswoman of the South Operation Command, transport to replenish the reserves of the occupiers can no longer move across bridges and crossings and can be used only for evacuation on foot.
Те, що вони намагаються налаштувати в якості альтернативних переправ, це використання вкрадених барж, використання понтонів,
What they are trying to set up as alternative crossings is the use of stolen barges and ferries. We monitor how they try to use civilians as a human shield and strike the enemy where possible. Thus, the pontoon crossing they built across the Ingulets River was destroyed. The Ukrainian military also destroyed several barges, which they tried to use to transport heavy equipment. The Ukrainian army continues its work on destroying enemy logistics, said Natalia Humanyuk. The invaders continue to shell the city of Kharkiv. According to Volodymyr Timoshko, head of the National Police Main Department in the Kharkiv region, the Russian troops use samples of old weapons that are not highly accurate, so the shells fly chaotically and scatter for dozens of kilometers, hitting civilians.
Наприклад, ті ж ракети С-300 це ще старі радянські зразки зброєння.
For example, the invaders used the same S-300 missiles, which are still old Soviet models. They struck Kharkiv city by self-propelled heavy artillery pions with 203mm shells. These are also old Soviet models. This is a very inaccurate weapon. The shells can randomly fly to any city district, and projectiles spread for at least a dozen kilometers. It was the same in the city center. Unfortunately, it caused many victims and killed civilians, Volodymyr Timoshko said. Ukrainian children have to study among the ruins. September 1st is the beginning of the new school year in Ukraine. But the Russians stole the holiday of the first bell from Ukrainian children. A significant part of them will not be able to sit down at the desk, and they will study online. Some will never see their school or university again. The Russians damaged more than 2,400 educational institutions by bombings and shelling and destroyed 270 more institutions. Melitopol Mayor Ivan Fedorov said that children in Russian-occupied territories have the hardest time. There, the invader forces teachers to work according to Russian educational programs. Most do not agree, even under enemy pressure. Therefore, there are only three teachers for seven first grades in some places. The occupiers also intimidate parents if they do not agree to send their children to Russian education. They even threaten to deprive the children of parental rights. Parents are not allowed to be in educational institutions. The Russians call the school as regime facility. Before the entrance to the school, Putin's armored fighters will check the children and take their mobile phones.